Ciao a tutti, eccoci pronti per un nuovo viaggio. Un nuovo viaggio all'interno del fantastico mondo degli audiogiochi e non solo perché vi proporrò anche più avanti dei titoli interessanti che non sono obbligatoriamente audiogiochi e quindi progettati per essere giocati dai non vedenti e dagli ipovedenti, ma vi farò vedere anche come, con alcuni accorgimenti, si può giocare ad esempio ad un titolo di cui si è fatto un gran parlare negli scorsi mesi, negli scorsi anni. Vabbè, ne parleremo. Non voglio anticipare niente, spoilerare niente. Comunque, ben trovati. Io sono Matteo Panariello. Se volete mettere un bel like al canale, mi farebbe anche tanto piacere. Allora, gente, oggi vi voglio parlare di un audiogame chiamato The Valley Shadow of the Crown, un audiogioco progettato dalla Falling Squirrel. Questo audiogame ha una storia abbastanza lunga perché io ho provato la demo dell'audiogioco esattamente un anno fa, un anno e mezzo fa più o meno. E devo dire che mi aveva molto impressionato. Si era parlato della sua uscita già l'anno scorso, poi chiaramente vi sono state alcune problematiche, a quanto ho capito, legate un po' anche al discorso Covid, eccetera, eccetera, eccetera. Adesso è arrivata una bella notizia. È arrivata una bella notizia: il gioco dal 19 di agosto sarà rilasciato. Quindi ci sarà una release ufficiale del gioco. Che chiaramente lo si potrà acquistare attraverso il sito ufficiale della Falling Squirrel. Vi metto poi il link in descrizione. E lo si potrà acquistare anche su Steam. Steam è una piattaforma, per chi non lo sapesse, nella quale si possono scaricare, acquistandoli chiaramente, videogiochi e anche gli audiogiochi. Vi ricorderete A Blind Legend. E Blind Legend è un audiogioco che è stato messo a disposizione su PC proprio tramite la piattaforma di Steam, ma ce ne sono veramente anche altri, tipo Audio Wizard e tanti altri ancora. E eventualmente poi vi metterò in descrizione anche un articolo che è presente sul sito di audiogame.net, sul forum di audiogame.net, dove si spiega come utilizzare eventualmente NVDA con Steam, perché diciamo che non è molto simpatico da gestire all'inizio. Poi ci sono dei piccoli accorgimenti che ci permettono di gestirlo. Io lo utilizzo, ho scaricato e acquistato diversi giochi che non sono soltanto audiogiochi, ma anche proprio videogame standard tipo Mortal Kombat 11, tra le altre cose. Poi vi farò vedere anche un altro video, magari una cosina molto carina che è presente in Mortal Kombat 11 per PC e Xbox. Non so se anche su PlayStation. Comunque, andiamo a parlare di The Valley Shadow of the Crown, un audiogioco molto carino, dove noi vestiamo i panni di Alex, una principessa che viene inviata dal fratello a fare da guardiano, diciamo, al confine del proprio regno. Lei è una ragazza non vedente e, insomma, succederanno cose, incontrerà persone che l'aiuteranno un po' a affrontare questa situazione in cui lei si andrà a trovare. Non vi voglio spoilerare altro. Dicevo, audiogioco molto ben fatto, audio professionale, audio molto bello, addirittura 3D, quindi anche a livello di bilanciamento stereo, davvero un bellissimo audiogioco. La cosa che un po' mi lascia così, sono soltanto le 5 ore di gameplay. Voi direte, beh, 5 ore di gameplay, 5 ore passano molto molto veloci. Datemi retta. Comunque, io qui ho la demo, perché non sono un diciamo, YouTuber, insomma, non sono uno YouTuber figo e ganzo, e allora non ho in anteprima, come hanno in tanti, la possibilità di giocare il gioco intero, ma non importa, lo comprerò molto volentieri, sappiatelo. Però vi voglio far vedere così la demo. Ci tengo a precisare che la demo è sostanzialmente un po' un tutorial di come si gioca, quindi sì, sarà un po'. Insomma, vedremo le basi del gioco. Chiaramente poi andando avanti, indubbiamente ci saranno cose più complicate. Non è un gioco tipo a scorrimento, che okay? Noi dovremo proprio muoverci nello spazio, dovremo combattere. Il combattimento è praticamente identico al combattimento che veniva utilizzato in A Blind Legend nella maggior parte degli audiogame per non vedenti, quindi con i personaggi che si muovono avanti a noi, a sinistra e a destra, e noi dobbiamo utilizzare la tattica della parata e risposta, visto per citare un po' le Olimpiadi con la scherma, parata e risposta, per attaccare i nostri nemici e difenderci dalle loro sonore mazzate che ce ne danno, ragazzi, ce ne danno. Allora, andiamo ad aprire The Valley. Io non ho la sintesi in cuffia, ma tanto non importa, non serve.
Falling Squirrel presents The Veil. Press the start button or space bar to begin.
Allora, voglio farvi notare questa cosa. Press the start button o space. Lui nel menu, che adesso noi andremo a scorrere, vi farà. Noterete che ripeterà più volte due possibilità di scelta di tasti, proprio perché? Perché il gioco può essere giocato sia con un controller collegato al computer, quindi qui io ho il controller Xbox, ma va bene anche un controller PlayStation 4, ad esempio, lo si può collegare tramite Bluetooth o anche tramite cavo USB, o altrimenti con la classica tastiera e mouse. Io non ho giocato con la tastiera e il mouse a questo, io ho subito giocato con il controller, quindi però lo possiamo scegliere. Adesso vi faccio vedere il menu, che chiaramente è un po' ristretto, quindi abbiamo
main start. Menu. Push down on the left stick to cycle through the main menu options.
Quindi left stick è un po' come le nostre classiche frecce, ok? Quindi left stick,
start game demo.
Ok.
Press the right trigger to select an option. Use the left stick to cycle through options.
Qui continua a ripetermi il right trigger. Sarebbe un po' per chi gioca alla Play e all'Xbox R2, sostanzialmente, per chi ha il controller PlayStation. Il right trigger è R2.
Game options.
Game options.
Quit game.
Allora,
game options.
Diamo un'occhiata alle game option, vediamo un
Press
po'
the game
cosa
options
c'è.
Menu. Push game difficulty
Allora,
settings.
Game difficulty.
Select game difficulty. Casual set, normal setting,
hard,
hard setting. The game
ah, sì.
is set to hard. Good luck.
Grazie.
Game options menu. Game difficulty settings. Game controls.
Ecco,
game
control
controls. Options. Push down on the left stick. Controller vibration settings. Controller vibration settings. Turn on controller vibration. Controller vibration is on.
Perché questo?
Game
Perché io
options.
Giocando col controller
Push down on the left stick to cycle menu options.
Giocando con
Press
il
left
controller
trigger to return to previous menu.
posso avere la vibrazione, no? Quindi questa l'abbiamo attivata.
Controller vibrations. Set game instructions to controller.
Ok, io
game
setto
instruction is set to controller. Game
okay.
game difficulty settings.
Siamo
game
tornati
control.
Alle opzioni
Sound
principali,
settings.
Qui ci sono
Sound settings. Change master volume. Press
Change
the right trigger to select
volume.
This option.
Okay, qui possiamo
Headset
abbassare
orientation
il volume.
test.
Qui
Press the
possiamo
right
fare il
trigger to
set.
select this option.
Vediamo un po'.
Use left speaker. Right speaker. Sound setting. Change headset orientation test. Game options menu.
Ok, qui torniamo indietro
Push
premendo il
left
trigger.
Stick to cycle menu. Main menu. Start game
e ora
demo.
Facciamo start game demo.
Please select starting difficulty.
Vabbè,
Casual
mi fa
setting.
riselezionare
Normal
un'altra volta
setting.
la difficoltà.
Hard setting.
Vabbè. Ok, signori.
Press the right trigger to select this option.
Direi che possiamo iniziare.
Use left stick to cycle options. Press left trigger to return to previous menu.
Ecco, una cosa che spero facciano è togliere continuamente sta roba, perché una volta che l'hai detto una volta, basta. Sempre a ripetere le istruzioni, premi questo, premi... No, basta, una volta sola fatto, basta. Un po' troppo prolisso questo. Allora, io adesso vado a iniziare il gioco. Chiaramente non andrò a parlare molto, perché credo che insomma, si spiegherà da solo, ok? Quindi andiamo a iniziare The Valley, Shadow of the Crown.
The game is set to hard.
Sì.
Good luck.
Grazie. Andiamo.
The king is dead. It was not a hero's death. It was the slow death of an old man. But it gave him time to plot and fuss about his affairs. Enough time, in fact, to spare a rare thought towards his second born. What to do with me? The blind girl he hid away in the keep. Would I be allowed to stand at my brother's side as he took his place on the throne? No. Even from the grave, my father would not allow me to burden the family. No less than 500 miles of barren heath and twisting vale would keep me from doing that. And now? Here I am, on the approach to my new home on the outskirts of the kingdom. I hear a river. Where are we, Uncle?
We're crossing now. You, Alex, are officially home.
Describe it for me.
I would think the smell of sheep would provide all you need to know.
You could have said something nice. Made something up.
Honesty is the greatest gift a princess could receive.
Then you spoil me, Uncle. Why would it be my father's dying wish to send me to the borderlands?
Your brother is king. Your father wanted you to have something of your own.
That's honesty. Even in death, father wanted his sightless daughter as far away as possible.
I wanted you to have something of your own. From one second born to another, it's not an easy thing being in someone's shadow.
I like the shadows. You hear more honesty there.
You will make a wise lady. Even out here in the borderlands.
I'll make some chieftain's son a disappointing wife.
You'll be just fine. As long as you can tell the difference between the men and the sheep.
Dicevo, molto bello l'audio e io vi invito a giocarlo con le cuffie, chiaramente, perché...
Milord,
what is it?
Odetan riders from the northwest.
How many?
An army, my lord.
Can we make the castle?
No, they're on us now. To arms! To arms!
Wait here, Alex.
Uncle?
Lo zio con lo spadone.
Uncle!
Alex! Alex! Are you okay?
Who's that?
It's your brother, Theo.
Theo, yes. What happened?
We were playing Blind Seeker. You fell down the stairs of the loft.
This always happens to me, doesn't it?
Because you're the only one who can't cheat. Everyone else peeks under the blindfold.
No. Rolf tricked me. He led me to the edge of the stairs.
Well, the little Ted is hiding by the mill wheel right now. I won't say anything to Father if you were to be careless with your cane as you search there.
Use the left stick to walk in any direction. Use right stick to turn on the spot.
Ok, quindi adesso ci muoviamo. Centriamo il suono di questo affare. Andiamo a malmenare.
He's right there. Go ahead, swing.
Push the right stick in the direction you wish to swing.
Again. Stop it!
Stop me! Alex?
It's Uncle.
This game is over. Rolf will be wanted back in the kitchens.
Yes, my lord.
You may go too, Theo.
Yes, Uncle. Sorry, Alex.
I see you've found a new use for your cane.
What is my punishment?
If anyone should be punished, it's me. There are things I should have taught you years ago.
Like what?
I stand directly in front of you. And I want you to swing your cane at me.
You want me to hit you?
Yes. Mm. My punishment. Your first lesson.
Push the right stick in the direction you wish to swing.
Swing at me.
Quindi adesso malmeniamolo.
Excellent. Now, when I move, your head will remain facing forward as to conceal your level of awareness from your enemy.
My enemy?
Listen. Now swing at me again. Very good. Now, I'm moving to stand directly in front of you again. I want you to swing as many times as you can, as fast as you can.
Okay.
That's good. Know your limit. You want to be selective with your strikes.
You will be limited to only a few consecutive strikes before you must pause to catch your breath.
An exhausted fighter is a dead fighter.
Edge.
And what do you think is the first rule of combat?
Don't die?
Precisely.
Quindi il tutorial viene giocato come una sorta di flashback.
Hello? Uncle? The carriage. It must have overturned. It's night. How long have I been out? I need water. I'll have to get to the river.
Ok, quindi dobbiamo cercare il fiume. Allora, io direi di sentire il suono dell'acqua che viene da qua.
Uncle? Hello?
Anche lo zio.
Don't be stupid, Alex. It's to say you'll find a friendly answer. Ah, wolves.
Oh. C'è un lupo.
That's reassuring.
Corvo, bene. Grazie.
Well. Oh. A body.
Oh.
Soldier. Fur-lined tunic. He's not one of ours. Perhaps Uncle made it out okay. Let's see here. Yes. A sword. Rusted. Broken. Better than nothing. And a scabbard. You'll have to do for now.
You have gained a tier 1 sword. The back or select button will bring up the character menu, where you can review equipment, coin, and travel options.
Ok, quindi noi con il tasto select o back, a seconda del controller che abbiamo, possiamo andare a scegliere. È una sorta di review del personaggio con le cose con cui è equipaggiato. Io intanto cerco ancora l'acqua. Abbiamo guadagnato la spada rotta. Oh,
yes.
Acqua. Bevi, bevi.
I don't think I've ever been so thirsty. Who's there?
C'è qualcuno.
Uncle? Okay. Not Uncle?
Direi di no, a meno che non si sia trasformato in un licantropo. Ma...
Go get it.
Non è neanche un golden retriever. Ecco.
Got a heavy one here now.
Ok.
Fair warning, you're getting this one in the muzzle.
Combattiamo. Mi sono fatto mordere perché ho sbagliato a premere lo stick destro, l'altro a sinistra. Ho ferito un lupo, ma l'altro
mi ha attaccato. What would Theo do? I suppose a king wouldn't find himself alone 500 miles from his home. 500 miles. I suppose I start walking. All roads lead east, they say. Unless you're walking in the exact wrong direction. Talking to yourself like a madwoman. Who's there? Friend or foe?
Depends. Are you with your dead and hoard?
No. I have no money.
I'm not out to rob you.
You're limping. You're injured.
You're blind. But perceptive.
Friend or foe?
You're highborn. You're not from the borderlands.
And you?
A shepherd.
Where's your flock?
In the bellies of barbarians.
We are not foes, then?
It would appear not.
I hear men approaching. Are they the king's guard?
Afraid not, girl. This is where we part ways. Good luck.
Wait!
Un vero e proprio gentiluomo, eh?
Well, what do we have here?
Looks like a shiny prize to me.
Don't suppose she's the one the general's looking for.
Okay. Stay calm.
Vediamo.
Think, Alex.
Oh, flashback.
You wanted to see me, Uncle?
You are going to learn how to use a sword today.
My father wants me to learn how to use a sword.
In truth, no, he does not. However, a princess and future protector of the realm need first be able to protect herself.
Wouldn't that be my brother's job? Protector of the realm?
Firstborns get killed every day, girl. You're going to learn this. Here, take this sword. Grip it. Firmly. You know I've never cared that you're blind. And our enemies will not care about that either when they set out to kill you. Now, I want you to swing your sword at me. Don't worry, the blade is not sharp.
Push the right stick in the direction you wish to swing.
Perché la spada dello zio è più grossa?
Excellent. As you can hear, your attacks are easy for me to parry as long as I'm not trying to do something else.
Something else? Like what?
Like hitting you.
Oh.
That hurt.
Now, if you don't want that to happen again, you're going to have to hit me first. And if you're quick enough, I won't be able to parry. Are you ready?
I suppose.
Listen for sounds that lead into my swing. My armor, the shift of my weight, and swing the second you hear it.
Okay.
Very good.
Vabbè,
one more time. Excellent. Now, shall we play a little game?
No.
Strike me 3 times and you win.
All right.
Oh, and I'm going to move around this time.
Quindi.
Very good.
È un po'.
La
modalità di combattimento di. Se vi ricordate più o meno Blind Legend.
Oh, very good. That's 3 for you, niece. Well done. I know you think you don't need to learn this, but our enemies are unyielding and they show no mercy. Not for the young, nor the old, nor the blind. I want you to be strong. Even stronger than your brother, because no one knows what the future might hold for you.
All right, Uncle.
What's wrong with you, girl? What are you staring at?
Stay back, or I'll start swinging.
Where's the other half of your sword?
What are you waiting for?
I think she is blind.
Then that should make it easy for you, no?
Okay.
Oh, she got you good.
Oh, mamma mia. Mi sono salvato in corner. No. Modalità hard. Forse magari ora inizialmente non è così hard come dovrebbe essere.
You sure you want to do this?
Sì, sì, lo voglio fare. Ok.
Girl.
Is that the shepherd?
Yes. Take my hand before more arrive.
Where are you taking me?
Safety. I have a camp nearby.
Quindi, ricapitoliamo. Il pastore è scappato, ci ha fatto uccidere i nemici e giustamente ora che noi abbiamo fatto il lavoro sporco, lui è tornato. Un vero principe.
Sorry, girl, for running off. What's a lame shepherd going to do against practice killers?
I suppose I should thank you for coming back.
I suppose you're welcome.
I need to get back to the capital. To my brother.
The capital? What are you doing out here? Merchant family?
My family is very wealthy. There would be a reward if I was escorted back safely.
Escort a blind girl 500 miles down a treacherous valley in the wake of an invading horde. Not sure what reward would be worth that.
What would you do with me then?
Teach you to tend sheep? Get your pretty hands dirty.
You could buy 1,000 sheep with the reward my family could provide.
1,000? Must be some family you have. Or you don't know the price of sheep. Do you have a name?
Alex.
Alex. I am Abdul Rashid. Call me Shepherd if you like.
Okay. Shepherd.
Getting you home, Alex, will depend on where the Odedin are headed, how well I can heal up, and who we can find to help us on the way.
My uncle and I were traveling with a guard when we were attacked. They may still be around.
If that horde set upon them, they would have been killed.
I'm still here.
Then you were not worth the trouble. Get some rest. It will be safer to travel later at night. I suppose you're indifferent to the dark.
Thank you, Shepherd.
Don't thank me yet, sheep. The valley home is long and winding. It conceals more than just barbarians.
E quindi ci aiuterà a tornare a casa.
Alex, pay attention.
Yes, uncle.
Now, as a blind fighter, you will be well served to have a shield. Now take it here with your left hand.
It's heavy.
As it should be. Now, this time, when I swing at you, I want you to raise your shield.
Hold the left stick in the direction of your target to block.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Raise your shield. Okay. Excellent. Now, right after you block my attack, you will have a split second to counterattack. It's a more defensive way to fight. Give it a try. Block my attack and immediately counterattack.
Use the left stick to block your target.
Quindi noi
then release left stick and immediately counterattack using the right stick.
Con il left stick e con la destra o il destro poi attacchiamo.
Very good. Another game then. Defeat me any way you want. Attack as I swing or block and counterattack. On guard, girl. Once again. Well done, niece.
Ok, signori. Proseguiamo con il gioco, andiamo avanti e vediamo adesso che cosa succede. Quindi per il momento, come vi dicevo, è molto gameplay legato a, diciamo, ci stanno facendo vedere un po' come si gioca. Tanto ci sono dei soggetti che hanno fatto un accampamento vicino al nostro posto. Ah, devo muovermi.
It's a raiding party. They supply the horde as it moves.
Okay.
I'm afraid this won't be the last one we run into.
What do you see?
About 10 warriors in small groups around the clearing. No room to get around. There's no central fire. They probably don't like each other much.
I'll need a shield.
What are you going to do with that?
Use it if I have to.
For now, I'll try to draw them away. You stay here.
Wait!
I'll come back for you.
My uncle promised me the same thing.
I'm a cunning shepherd. I won't get caught. Oh, son of a dog.
What was that?
What do we have here?
No! Wait!
Okay. Fortune shines upon us.
It's the royal brat.
We have our orders. Kill her and bring her to the general.
No!
Con che cattiveria.
Alex, are you listening?
What?
You were off somewhere. I said, I'll draw them away, you wait here.
No. It's not going to work.
How would you know that?
I just do. It's too dark. We'll move together. I'll lead.
All right. We'll need to get to the river.
Quindi lei ha anche delle premonizioni. Allora, muovendo leggermente la levetta sinistra, lei cammina molto più piano, quindi fa meno rumore quando cammina, in maniera molto più leggiadra. Allora, vediamo un po' come si può andare. Ecco, infatti, sta facendo un macello. Quindi.
Look what I found.
What is this?
The shield you requested.
Trovato.
Is this a barrel lid?
It suits you. Now keep moving.
You have gained a tier 1 shield.
Andiamo.
What was that?
Are you there, Shepard?
Yes. I think we're clear of the camp.
Okay, siamo stati bravi.
Damn it, come... a patrol.
Ecco.
Hey, you there. Who are you?
Stay calm, Alex. Let me talk.
Look at me.
My sister and I were just returning home from treating lepers outside Bolt Keep.
Lepers, you say? Bring the torch.
Bring the torch!
Sorry, Alex. We'll have to run.
Or fight.
He's the missing princess.
I'll tell the others.
And share the glory? I don't think so.
Ah, ecco dov'è la difficoltà.
Give up, girl.
Hola. Siamo feriti un pochino. Però.
You really know how to use a barrel lid.
I have my uncle to thank for that.
We have to keep moving downriver. I need to find a settlement. Somewhere to heal up.
Lead the way, Shepard.
Ebbene sì, continuiamo la nostra avanzata in questa gameplay di The Valley, Shadow of the Crown, in uscita il 19 agosto. Per Xbox e computer.
It's called Braga. But that's all I know. I've never been this far east.
Describe it for me.
Well, it looks like a village. Too small and out of the way for the horde to bother with. There's a smith, some cellars, an inn.
Your leg. You going to be all right?
Not without clean dressings and herbals.
I don't have any money.
You'll have to sell something. Your clothes, maybe.
My clothes?
Your fancy cloak must be worth something, and you'll draw less attention without it. Have a look around. I'll be at home here with the animals.
Allora, io direi di andare a questo tizio qua che vende, che compra cose. Eccolo qua.
Here's a young woman who knows a thing or two about finer things.
Ma lui è lo zio.
I know a merchant from the capital when I see one. I can give you an excellent price on the furs. Well, find pelts this warm west of Riverton.
Actually, I'm looking to sell my cloak.
Times is hard for me, too. Not sure what I could afford.
100 copper?
Oh! I mistook you for a fellow merchant. I see now that you're a highway robber. Why don't you just take my entire cart while you're at it? I could also throw in what's left of my teeth, if you like.
What do you want, then?
10 copper. Final offer.
Now who's the thief?
Whoa. Oh, no. Now that I see the cloak from the back, it's very nice. 15 copper. Truly, my final offer.
20.
Done. That's 15 and 20 copper as agreed. Nice doing business with you. Fight silks!
Okay.
Wolfers!
Fatto. Adesso dobbiamo andare. Dobbiamo andare. Credo qua giù.
Fresh bread, 2 loaves for a copper.
La signora che vende.
You looking for something, child?
I'm looking for healing supplies. Dressings for a wound and something for infection.
Are you hurt?
No, it's for my friend.
Can you bring him in? I can have a look.
I'll just take the supplies.
It will be 10 copper for the bandages and poultice.
Here you are.
Thank you, child. And this is everything you'll need.
Okay. Allora.
Herbals, essentials.
Seguiamo la voce.
Over here, sheep.
Il nostro amico ci ha chiamato pecore, o lo dice. Over here, sheep.
I have the supplies. Okay.
Thank you.
Do you need help with the dressing?
I know what I'm doing. Not my first blade wound. I've spent more time in pastures fending off bandits than wolves. I suppose you're not used to sleeping with livestock.
Thankfully, no. They're warm, at least.
I'll need a couple days before I can travel. But it will give us time to collect a few things. We'll need a bow for hunting, and money. Don't suppose you know a trade?
I'd like to find a better weapon. Perhaps some armor.
A sheep in wolf's clothing. I suppose it will make bandits on the road think twice. Get some sleep, Alex. All right. We should head for the inn and ask about work.
Ok, quindi dobbiamo
Won't
fare
anywhere without coin.
Un po' di soldi perché non abbiamo una lira e dobbiamo andare a
Just
prendere.
Follow the music.
Sì, ok, seguiamo la musica. Allora, io per spostare, diciamo, lo sguardo di lei uso la levetta destra e per muovermi la levetta sinistra. Brava, brava.
Here we are, the wandering goat. I'll assume it's an inn and not a stable. Shall we enter?
Press right trigger to enter. Left trigger to leave.
It's pretty empty in here. But I guess it won't hurt to ask around.
Push down on the left stick to cycle through interactions of interest.
Chiaramente.
Press left trigger to leave.
Tornando al discorso dei comandi, io lo sto giocando col controller, quindi ho attivato i comandi per controller, le indicazioni. Però, se voi giocate con la tastiera, potete... opzionare, insomma, scegliere opzionare. potete scegliere il comando instruction with keyboard e lui vi dirà i comandi con tastiera. Quindi non vi preoccupate se uno dice ma lui sta giocando col controllo e non so come si fa. No, basta sceglierlo nelle opzioni, ok? Nelle option game. Intanto
I'm too old to be wandering around the wilderness, but I've heard there is a stolen strongbox in a cave north of here. Thieves are gone, but the box is still there apparently.
Why would they abandon it?
I don't know, it's just what I've heard. And the account was very detailed. They hid the box behind a waterfall at the back of the cave.
What do you think, Shepard?
I think it's a good way to get ambushed by a cave full of thieves.
Press right trigger to take up this quest. Left trigger to pass.
Io direi di aspettare. Non lo so.
I'm supposed to meet my cousin here. I have a shipment of silks for him. Why he'd be trying to sell silk out here is beyond me.
I spoke with your cousin. He was selling just outside.
I've been told he ran afoul with the local fur traders. He's negotiating with them at their camp. I was hoping to find someone to accompany me there.
Do we look like bodyguards?
No. But you're obviously not from the village, so I can trust you would be reliable witnesses on my behalf should something go wrong. I could pay you 50 copper, assuming I make it back here safely.
Press right trigger to take up this quest. Left trigger to pass.
Non lo so. Se fosse qualcosa di più...
Can I bring you some wine? Tea? Bread and cheese?
Anything would do us both good.
I might pass on the cheese. Just saw a huge...
Oh! Dumb rats!
It's over there, beneath the table.
Where?
By your feet, Alex.
Hold on. Got it!
Oh, blessings on you. A cup of wine on me. Oh, if only you could do that a few dozen more times, I might be rid of them.
Perhaps we could do just that. Do you pay in copper or just wine?
If you're serious, I'd be happy to pay. A rat bit my child last night. Been coming up from the cellar since the last storm. How's 20 coppers?
You want to go rat hunting?
Press right trigger to take up this quest.
Io direi di fare
left trigger to pass.
Io direi intanto di fare questa.
It reminds me of a game I used to play as a child.
You played a game
poi
with
vediamo
rats
dopo
in
che
a cellar?
Cosa.
Show us to the cellar innkeep. I'll teach you how to play, Shepard.
Comunque devo dire lei è veramente cattivissima, aggressiva. Power ha ucciso un ratto con una spada.
There's a shovel by the door. Might suit you better for the job.
I've got it.
Here, take the lamp too.
No, no, it's better in the dark. The light will just send the rats into hiding.
Okay.
Rats in the cellar. Catch them in the dark. Be done afore the morning lark.
Alex, it's black as pitch down here. I don't think I'll be of much use.
Nonsense. We'll play as a team. All you do is move around quietly and listen, and when you find a rat, you hit it.
That's not a game, Alex. That is hunting rats in the dark.
Ah, but it was a game, and one that I was particularly good at. Our cook would open up the cellar for us when we were playing in the kitchens. I think I hear one. Follow me.
Ma no.
I think I missed.
Here, hand me the shovel. I'll show you how
Ma
it's done.
No.
Rats in the cellar. Hear them squeak. Three dirty rats to get your sweet. I've got one here.
Guarda come
I keep perfectly still.
Pastore.
And swing in the direction of the rat.
Vai. Preso.
Gotcha. So, if you collected three rats, Cook would give you a sweet. The other rule was if you accidentally hit another child, you would have to give them one of your rats.
So your cook would send spoiled children into a dark cellar to catch rats and keep them out of the kitchen?
I didn't think of it that way. It was still one of my favorite games. I nearly always won. This way.
Per me abbiamo gettato la maschera. Zampettiamo felici nel... acqua questo. Eccolo. Eccolo là, eccolo là. Aspetta. Tanto... here's one. This is just as fun as when I was a kid. Dite... rats in the cellar. In sottofondo, in lontananza, il rumore... rats over your house. Ecco. Adesso una testata da qua. Da qualche parte. Andiamo un po'. Qua piano, ragazza. Dicevo, sentite magari in lontananza, in sottofondo, il rumore dell'estate. Dei giovani audaci.
Stay right where you are.
No! Ho sbagliato.
You are very good at this.
I think we nearly have them all. Oh, over there. One more.
Perché ho sbagliato a muovere lo stick. Volevo centrarla e invece era già andato in modalità combattimento. Eccolo. Dopo, pupino.
Right there.
Vieni qui vicino. Là.
Kirk could be proud. I think that's it. Well played, if I do say so myself. Let's go fetch our reward from Cook. I mean, the innkeeper. Your cellar is rat-free, good woman.
Oh, blessings. Blessings on you. Here's the 20 copper as promised.
Ecco qua.
Oh, your cloak is soaked. Hang it by the fire and I'll get you some tea.
I'm fine. It will dry soon enough.
Anytime you folks want a drink, it's on the house.
You have gained 20 copper in coin and salvage.
Okay. We have a little coin, so let's see about getting that bow. We should head for the smith.
Push down on the left stick to cycle through interactions of interest. Press left trigger to...
okay, andiamo adesso. Dove... sentiamo il rumore di questo scalpello. Dite? Questo è il fabbro, il blacksmith. Troppo.
Can I help you?
We need a bow.
And perhaps a little steel for the road east.
Okay. You know that the Horde is on the march.
Well aware. Thank you.
I haven't done much in weapons since the local garrison left years back, but I have a couple of salvage pieces laying around.
Push down on the...
I have this...
Scusatemi.
I have this sturdy sword for 30 copper.
Press the right trigger to consider purchase.
Però mi sa che io ho pochi soldi, quindi se c'è l'arco...
I have this old hunting bow for 15.
Press... use the left stick to cycle item stats. Press right trigger to buy item, left trigger to consider other items. Item quality. Tier 1 bow. Critical chance bonus, 20%. Press right trigger to buy item. Critical damage multiplier, 3. Press reload speed, slow. Press coin value, 15 copper. Press right trigger. This item will cost 15 copper. Your current coin amount is 30 copper. Press.
Good luck with that. And if you're headed east, you will need it.
Push down on the left stick to cycle through items of interest.
Okay, abbiamo preso.
Press left trigger to leave.
Questo.
The blade. I think this padded armor and bracers might fit you. Mm. You can have it for 50.
No, questo costa press troppo. Right.
This oak shield should serve you better than that barrel lid you're carrying. We'll say 20 copper.
Press. Use the left stick to cycle this item.
Ma non lo posso.
Can't afford it yet.
Non lo posso comprare.
Push down on the left stick.
I'll be going now.
Quindi.
Thank you.
Always welcome.
L'unica cosa da
well,
fare
we have
è.
Our bow. We can move on now. Unless you want to find better equipment for the journey.
When you are ready to travel. press the back or select button to bring up the character menu and select the travel map.
No, io direi che dobbiamo prendere altre cose perché siamo un po' scarsini. Allora torniamo. Torniamo un attimo.
Herbals, essentials, tonics, bombs and ointments. Herbals, essentials, tonics, bombs and ointments.
Here's the inn.
Torniamo un attimo qua.
Press right trigger to...
E vediamo.
Push down on the left stick to cycle through inter...
I'm telling you, that coin is yours for the taking.
Press right trigger to take...
Are you coming to the trader camp, then?
Press right trigger to take...
We'll do Andiamo it. A fare la guardia del corpo
kind
a...
of like your cousin.
Well,
al cugino matto qua. Ok, ora c'è un bel dialogo, quindi vi lascio gustare il dialogo.
You two can wait here.
That's close enough.
Gentlemen. Cousin.
Hello, Byron.
Tell them our offer.
They want me to give them all my money and all my wares and head home with you, never to return here again, in exchange for me life. What they fail to understand is that me life ain't worth a third of that on the open market.
It seems to me, cousin, that you don't have much of a bargaining position here.
And on the contrary. You see, I hid the pelts, and if they kill me, they will never find them.
And if you tell them where they are?
Then he'll probably kill me anyway.
Well, I fail to see what I can do to help here. Good luck, cousin.
No, wait. Cousin.
We should leave now.
No! No! Please, help me. Help me! You can have your cloak back.
Stand aside.
Let's go, Alex.
I said stand aside.
Si sta mettendo piuttosto male.
He stays with us.
To hell with you!
Scusa, ma... Mamma mia.
Well, we couldn't just leave him.
And why not?
How could I ever thank you?
How about giving us the 50 copper your cousin promised us?
Oh, all right. I was about 35.
You dirty.
I jest. 50 copper and I'll throw in a couple pelts. Yeah?
Ok, quindi abbiamo guadagnato
50 copper in coin and salvage.
Quando lei è in grave situazione di pericolo, quindi è anche, diciamo, stata colpita, il controller vibra. Quindi adesso noi potremmo anche tornare dal nostro amico qui, dal Fabbro. Sta smartellando qualche cosa. Fabbro? Friends? O no? Friends, dove sei? Eccoti qua, arrivo,
Can I help you?
Sì.
I'd like to see your weapons and armor.
Push down on the
left. Allora, io direi di prendere. A questo punto facciamo una bella incetta di cose.
For 30 copper.
Quindi prendiamo
Use
la spada.
Use the left stick, item quality. Tier 2 sword. Your current item is tier 1 sword.
Ok, quindi questa andiamo a migliorare indubbiamente la nostra
to consider other options.
La nostra spada, anche perché ha un attacco
20%. Heavy attack critical chance bonus.
30%.
Critical damage multiplier. 3. Your current heavy attack critical damage multiplier.
3.
Your current item is
3.
Okay.
Press right trigger to buy item.
Direi di...
This item will cost 30 copper.
Prenderla.
Here you are. Okay.
E vediamo se riusciamo a prendere anche.
Push down on.
I think this.
Use the left stick to cycle item stats. Press right trigger to buy item. This item will cost 50 copper.
I don't have enough.
Niente.
Push down.
I'll be going now.
Sto accelerando un po' perché comunque le cose sono sempre le solite, quindi di premere. Allora, dove andiamo? Secondo me là nella vediamo un po' se c'è altro anche da. Qui dalla signora c'è qualcosa.
Fresh bread, 2 loaves for a copper.
Ma no, dai, proviamo, torniamo un attimo qua. Andiamo nella
fresh bread, 2 loaves for a copper.
Nella
herbals, essentials, tonics, bombs, ointments.
Poi magari prima di
here's the inn.
Okay.
Should we enter?
Press rep.
Prima di andare.
Push down on the
I'm telling you that coin is yours for the taking.
Vediamo.
Press right trigger.
We could at least see if the cave exists. At the first sign of trouble, we turn back.
All right. What do I know?
Dice lui, perché no? Vediamo. Che si fa? Che si fa? Musica non dà
well,
buoni presagi.
The old man was right. I can see the opening.
What do you see?
It looks wet and dark. I don't see any footprints in the mud. Perhaps we are safe to enter. It's very dark.
I can hear the water. Follow me.
Okay. Follow me now. Andiamo ad aggredire l'ingresso della caverna.
There's an old fire and deer bones everywhere. These thieves were a bunch of pigs.
E qua abbiamo copy. E qui dovrebbe esserci il tesoro.
I see the box.
Hmm.
I think I know why the thieves left.
What is it?
A very angry looking bear.
Oi, oi, oi.
It will chase us down if we try to run.
C'è un orso.
I'll try to distract it. You hit it. Hey! Hey you!
Mamma mia. Siamo coperti, ragazzi.
Here, big guy. Swing now on it.
Ok, ecco. Piuttosto arrabbiato.
Hey, right here. It's distracted.
Questa è una battaglia. Piuttosto arrabbiato il nostro amico pastore, perché non lo distrae? Amico pastore? Oh, eccolo. Mamma mia. Vabbè. Ma tu lo devi distrarre, non è che possiamo stare qui le ore perché te corri in zampetti come. Vuole distrarcelo più, vuole che noi giochiamo con l'orsacchiotto tutto il tempo in questa maniera. Oh, bravo, corri, ma non devi correre. Perché non lo distrae?
Shepard?
Oh.
You're right.
Yes. Let's see if this was worth it.
Empty? Ah,
it's empty. The chest itself might be worth a few copper.
Well, it's something at least.
Mi abbiamo ucciso un orso per nulla.
You have gained 30 copper in coin and salvage.
Comunque abbiamo guadagnato dei soldi, così a prescindere, va bene, ok. Forse perché abbiamo...
Where to now?
Allora, io ora direi di prendere... Vediamo quanti soldi abbiamo.
Push travel map, equipment, coin and salvage. You have 65 copper.
65 coppers. Vediamo se la signora qui simpatica ci può offrire qualche colpina in più. Che nei villaggi ci sono cose da poter fare. Buongiorno signora. Signora? Ah no, non mancata. Signora? Buongiorno. Ciao.
Did that poultice do the trick?
You can ask me yourself.
I'm much better, thank you.
Lui no.
You caring for someone?
It's the husband. The grist is in his lungs again.
C'è un po' di tosse.
If you're looking for a little work, I need more honey for a brew to clear his chest. He is usually the one I send to fetch it. There are a number of hives along the road just outside town. I could spare 15 copper if you collect for me.
Oh.
Press right trigger to take up this quest.
Sounds easy enough.
A prendere il...
Here's the bucket.
We'll head out right now then.
And don't tarry too long or you'll come back full of stingers.
Ok. Quindi dobbiamo andare a prendere il miele. Comunque lavorare con le api.
We should keep some honey for our own use on the road.
Money, honey.
I've never considered honey for more than sweetening cakes.
You Easterners. My father would sing to the bees in thanks every time I got a cold. I couldn't think of coughing without dodging a mouthful of honey.
My father never paid me much mind whether I was ill or well.
Stone.
I hear the bees.
I don't see them. They must be off the path somewhere.
Follow me then.
Questo è un lavoro che io non potrei fare perché ho...
Right. They're up in the tree.
Ho il terrore
delle
api. You
hold out the bucket, I'll go up and cut them down.
Seriamente. Nostro
scelto. Are you all right?
My injuries are making this hard.
Aglia, vai.
Son of a goat. They definitely sting. One's coming down. Ah, we have to move fast. They're on to us.
Ah, così di cattiveria.
I'll lead us to the next hive.
Che?
I see it. Here you go. We'll need a few more to fill the bucket. Lead the way. Hurry.
Vediamoci di qua.
Another way down.
Why aren't they stinging you?
What? Dov'è?
Son of a... Damn it, Alex, we have to wait. See, I don't feel so good.
Shepard? We have to find the hives fast.
Era una visione.
I think you might be allergic to bee stings.
What would make you think that?
Nothing. Let's just keep moving.
Ah, Ok, quindi lui è allergico alle api e non lo sa. Va bene. Ho scoperto da lei che ha i superpoteri.
Vai. Up in the tree.
Giustamente.
You hold out the bucket, I'll go up and cut them down.
Però manda lui a Paul a prendere.
Are you all right?
My injuries are making this hard.
Non cambia tu, nonostante adesso sappia.
They definitely sting.
Taglia tutto, bravo. A casa.
We have to move fast. They're on to us.
I'll lead us to the next hive.
Sì, però vai, cioè. A chiacchierare. Dai, dai. Forza, forza. Come on, Shepard. Tacchete.
Here you go. We'll need a few more to fill the bottle.
Era bello grosso.
Lead the way.
Sì, lead the way.
Hurry.
Hurry, hurry.
Why aren't they stinging you?
Eccolo là.
Son of a...
Perché no?
Alex, we have to
sì, sì, è tuo, è tuo.
Sheep, I don't feel so good.
Shepard?
Ecco, stavolta è morta veramente.
We have to find the hives fast.
Okay.
I think you might be allergic to bee stings.
What would make you think that?
Nothing. Let's just keep moving.
Vabbè, è il bello della diretta. Ok, quindi andiamo al primo alveare perché mi perdo nel cercare il penultimo. Oh, insomma là.
You hold out the bucket, I'll go up and cut them down.
Are you all right?
My injuries are making this hard. Ah, son of a goat. They definitely sting. One's coming down. Ah, we have to move fast. They're on to us. Ah.
I'll lead us to the next hive.
Why aren't they seeing you? I see it. Here you go. We'll need a few more to fill the bucket. Lead the way. Hurry! Son of a...
Okay.
Damn it, Alex, we have to hurry. See, I don't feel so good.
Shepard?
Ok, vediamo se riusciamo.
We have to find the hives fast. I think you might be allergic to bee stings.
Ecco, la difficoltà non è semplice perché alla fine il rumore delle api è più o meno lo stesso e non si capisce. Ok, eccolo qua. Questo è il primo.
All right. They're up in the tree. You hold out the bucket, I'll go up and cut them down.
Are you all right?
My injuries are making this hard. Ah, son of a goat. They definitely sting. One's coming down. Ah, we have to move fast. They're on to us. Ah.
I'll lead us to the next hive. Ah.
See it. Here you go. We'll need a few more to fill the bucket. Lead the way. Hurry. Why aren't they stinging you? Son of a... Alex, we have to worry. Ah, here is another. One more should do it. There it is. We have enough. Let's go.
Oh, ce l'abbiamo fatta.
Try to keep up.
Ce l'abbiamo fatta. Al terzo tentativo ce l'abbiamo fatta. Oh.
Here is the honey you need.
Many thanks. And 15 coppers.
For you.
Promised.
Benissimo, signora. Thank you.
Not me.
I don't want to talk about it.
Nature is both hostile and healing, as are we all. Be sure to take out the stingers, and then daub each with a bit of honey to help take away the pain.
Thank you, healer.
Farewell.
A questo punto...
You have gained 15 copper in coin and salvage.
Where do you want to go?
Andiamo...
We can move on now.
No, aspetta.
When you are ready to travel, press the back or select button to bring up the character menu and select the travel map.
Ok, però noi adesso andiamo... qua. Dal nostro amico... sei.
Can I help you?
I'd like to see your weapons and armor.
Pushed.
I think
è rimasto solo l'armatura, paddle arma.
Use
e allora
the left stick to cycle.
Il
this
paddle
item
arma.
Will cop.
Presa.
It's a fine piece. Take care of it.
Volevo vedere push solo una cosa.
No, I'll be going now.
Altro. Volevo vedere
thank
solo
you
una cosa.
Always welcome.
C'è altro in questo simpatico villaggio. Sono delle simpatiche galline che volano al nostro passaggio. Qui sono delle pecore. Ecco. Non può fare niente. No, vedevo, guardavo se è puta caso. Sapete con me. Ci sono cose nascoste.
Ok.
No, non c'è niente. Qui prende soltanto delle sonore testate, quindi... lì c'è la taverna, ma ci siamo già stati. Va bene, allora premiamo
character
B.
Menu. Push down on the left stick to cycle menu options.
Premiamo select.
Travel map.
We are here in Braga. River town is 4 days journey from here.
Press right trigger to proceed. Left trigger to remain at this location.
Ma a questo punto però io credo che sia terminato. Vediamo.
This concludes the demo of the Veil Shadow of the Crown. From all of us at Falling Squirrel, thank you very much for trying it out.
Main menu.
Allora, abbiamo terminato. Abbiamo terminato la demo di questo simpatico audiogioco. Vi ricordo The Valley Shadow of the Crown dal 19 agosto, disponibile su Steam e sul sito ufficiale di Fallen Squirrel. Vi incollo i link di Fallen Squirrel nella descrizione del video e vi inserisco anche, per chi fosse interessato, la guida per gestire Steam con NVDA, ok? Quindi con NVDA. Chiaramente tutto in inglese, il sito è audiogames.net. Tra le altre cose vi invito a visitare il website audiogames.net, perché oltre che ha un forum molto ben fornito dove ci sono veramente tante 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 belle cose, vi è anche un bel elenco di audiogames più o meno recenti che si possono giocare. Le prossime volte, allora, chiaramente poi andremo, quando uscirà l'audiogioco il 19, non so se riuscirò il 19 chiaramente, ma magari nei giorni più avanti, a portarvi magari un po' di gameplay del gioco. Magari, non so, evitiamo di fare questa prima parte, quindi partiamo direttamente da dove ci siamo lasciati, quindi dal loro passaggio a una nuova location. Vediamo. Nel frattempo io vi invito a seguirmi su YouTube e a mettere like al mio canale, al mio, diciamo, podcast, al mio video, se vi è piaciuto, e magari così poi portiamo avanti anche la serie con The Valley Shadow of the Crown. Mi piacerebbe portarvi poi anche un paio di titoli, diciamo, non direttamente audiogiochi, però ne parleremo nelle prossime puntate, magari già tra qualche giorno, chi può saperlo. Dal matte è tutto, mi raccomando, fate i bravi, ma non troppo. Ciao!